was a blind clairvoyant who allegedly, according to those who say, says she predicted the 9/11 disaster and Brexit, and has also gone ahead to make some very terrifying prophecies for next year. And one thing, one thing I find quite interesting is many times these prophecies are always bad news. You know, I don't think there are more positive prophecies than there are negative prophecies. I don't know why that is. But anyway, back to the story. So this particular lady died in 2016, but according to people who are familiar with her and her prophecies, they say that some of her prophecies have already come to pass, like the 9/11 crash, like Brexit and the deals, like so many others, even the COVID-19 pandemic. And some of the prophecies given by her, she's a Bulgarian, by the way, she's a Bulgarian mystic, her name is Baba Vanga. She lost her sight when she was 12 years old. She went on to predict natural disasters that have taken place already, water crisis, and she also said in 2022 there might be an alien invasion at the end of next year. People who know her say that her visions are, you know, 85% correct, and many of them include the death of Princess Diana when that happened, the dissolution of the Soviet Union. These are just to prove that, well, her prophecies are quite accurate. Well, she went on to, you know, say a lot of things about 2021. Remember, she died in 2016, but she obviously had these prophecies, you know, written down and shared before she died about these years and coming. In 2021, for this year, she predicted the pandemic, like I already said, the COVID-19 pandemic. She also predicted, you know, Siberia and some frozen virus that was going to be released into climate as well, as a result of climate change, really. And she went on to predict that there'll be famine in India, and temperatures were going to reach 50 degrees, you know, causing the locusts to attack crops. There's been that in the news as well. And she wanted to also predict a lot of tsunamis and earthquakes, you know, saying that there was going to be lots of flooding in some parts of Australia and some parts of Asia as well. So if you follow the news, obviously you will know if these are accurate or not. But let's come back to why we're having this conversation. She had made predictions about 2022 and 2023. Some of her futuristic visions. She said that in 2023, the Earth's orbit was going to change. She said that in 2028, astronauts were going to travel to the planet Venus. Remember, we talked about planets yesterday. She said in 2043, the year 2043, Muslims are going to be ruling Europe. And she said that the world, the universe, was going to end in the year 5079. So many other things she mentioned. One of the very, you know, interesting ones was she predicted that in the year 2046, that people were going to now live for more than 100 years, because technology will bring about an organ transplant that will make it possible for people to live over 100 years. But that would happen in the year 2046. She also predicted that in the year 2100, that night as we know it, day and night as we know it, would disappear, and artificial sunlight would illuminate another part of the earth. That means we would have constant day, because technology would allow for artificial sunlight. That means it can be day, it can be as bright as day, 24 hours of a day. But she says that would happen in 2100. This is 2012. I beg your pardon, 2021. We're about to enter 2022. So you can do the math. So these are some of her very popular, very famous visions and prophecies. And, you know, her followers obviously believe that, you know, her visions are accurate. I see a picture of her right now. But I really want to know what you think about, you know, visions and prophecies. Like I mentioned earlier, on social media, I mean, social media right now is flooded and agog with so many of these people who come out to say they're, you know, sharing they had visions, and, you know, they give out prophecies for the new year, some prophecies for men, some for women, etc., etc. I want to know, do you actually believe in visions and prophecies? Do you think they actually work? This obviously cuts across religion. It's not about being a Muslim or being a Christian or being a pagan. Really, it's about visions and prophecies. Whatever religion you subscribe to, every religion believes in, you know, the higher power. in another realm that is beyond the physical eye. And so for each religion, you believe in a personal experience or a spiritual experience with your religion, right? Be it Christianity or be it Islam or, you know, paganism or whatever it is, religion that you subscribe to. Do you think that visions and prophecies actually are a thing? Do they work? What are your thoughts about this? Do you think that the world is governed by prophecies and visions? What is the purpose of prophecies in the first place? Why do you think prophecies are given? I was having this conversation with someone yesterday, and the person mentioned that many times people misinterpret, you know, visions and prophecies, because many times it only spells doom. So when you're given a prophecy, it tells you, oh, something bad is going to happen to you next year, or something bad is going to happen to the world next year. And it just leaves you in fear, because again, when that is given, there is no follow up to either avert or prevent whatever that prophecy spells, you know, whatever doom it spells. So that also is a reality for a lot of people. I know that certain people do not believe in, you know, prophecies because, oh, it's always, you know, it's always a bad thing. Oh, someone is going to die, or the world is going to end, or, you know, something terrible is going to happen. And it just leaves you afraid. But I also know that there are many prophecies that are actually positive. You would hear, okay, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say who it is or whatever their handle is, so it doesn't seem as though I'm promoting them. But I know I've come across a certain man on Instagram who prophesies and says that he sees visions, and many times it's usually positive. He will tell you things like, oh, in 2022 there's going to be a permanent cure for AIDS, or there is going to be a revolution in medicine where we could see a tablet given to cure cancer, you know, immediately. He would give such, you know, prophecies and say, oh, in this year there's going to be some revolution for good, or in this year Nigeria is going to be better, we're going to enjoy economic, you know, of flourish on every side, etc., etc., you know. So I want to know what you think about them. First, do you believe in visions and prophecies? Are they a thing for you? Do they work for you? And I also want to know why. Why do you believe or not? The phone lines are open. We've got about 25 minutes for this conversation. So let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, so you can go watch us on Facebook as you join the conversation at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember to turn off your radio when you call. Let's kickstart with Facebook. John Titus Jr. says, yes, I do, as long as it's coming from a true man or woman of God. John, how can you tell who a true man or woman of God is? How do you decipher who a true man of God is, or who a true woman of God is? What measures, what yardsticks do you, you know, choose to say, oh, okay, this is a true man of God? How can you tell? How really? Please send a follow-up message to that. I really would like to know. On WhatsApp now, this says, good morning, Gabriella. For me, I absolutely do believe in visions and prophecies. That is one way that God speaks to us and tells us what and what not to do. That's Elisha from Uniport. Thank you, Elisha, for sending that in. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabriella.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Daniel. I hardly believe them, my sister. Mostly this year, that King Joshua died, not letting his followers, even like Christ, told his apostles that if they destroy the house, that it will be rebuilt in 3 days. But his apostles never understood him. So I hardly believe any other prophecy, because to me, what they do is they are given. Maybe you see just in 2023 now, the president will come from southern Nigeria. Is that a prophecy? Thank you very much.
Chinky Daniel, thank you very much for sharing for sharing your thoughts. We've got a comment on WhatsApp. Let's see. Ernest from Woji says, no, I don't. Did she see coronavirus coming? Well, I mentioned earlier that she obviously, you know, had that written down and said in 2021 there was going to be a viral pandemic. So, yeah, that happened. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Daniel, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
I believe in prophecies of this nature. Because, to be honest to you, there's a particular preacher that I've never seen in his prophecies. And I'm expecting to hear what he's going to predict for 2022. I see them as people God absent. For me personally, and the relationship or some experiences I've gotten from most of these guys, indeed, they have the spirit to discern. They have the spirit to connect to heaven. For instance, if any of them prophesy to me, Mr. Zion, you'll be relocating to America, you are not a true man of God. Because
really?
I'm not living in Nigeria.
Why? So, yes. Why do you think the person is not a true man of God?
No, because I will never leave this country for anybody. We are not going anywhere. We die here. This is our country. Leave it for who? So that your prophecy, I'm not saying amen. You shall have a visa to Dubai. I am not saying amen. But can you give me a prophecy? By this time next year, our power supply in Nigeria. I will say amen. Because of what? Elections are coming. And for that prophecy to come to life, I have to mobilize men and women with their PVC. That is how prophecies work. Prophecy does not come like a mirage. They are not magic. They are not magic. They are predictions which God has predicted them to say because they connected to heaven for a certain period. Something happened to me 2019 and a prophecy came to me. This thing you have lost, you are going to get something more better than this in double fold. And I said amen. And today I stand to testify to you. I don't even know that woman somewhere at Waterlines. I encounter her and I showed a key to that wall. Today, I stand to tell you that that prophecy came to pass.
So here's a question for you, Mr. Zion, right?
Yes.
How can you tell whose vision of prophecy is true?
You can, for me, I don't know about that. If I can't tell who is who and who is not, we meet people. But I want prophecies that are relatively talking about me. Prophecies relating to my agenda. Prophecies relating to my intentions. Prophecy relating to what I want to do about my future, what I want to achieve. Look at Michael Nostradamus. In one of his prophecies, he was going to visit a king. And the king asked them, which pig are we going to eat, the black or the white? And Michael Nostradamus said that you are going to eat the...
Are you there?
Mysteriously. And what happened? The pig they prepared, which was white, to predict and fail the prophecy in which the king orchestrated, dog ate that white pig. And the butler had no choice but to kill the black pig. You see now? So when they're now preferring eating, and the king stood up and asked, which of the pig are we eating? All your Python of Nostradamus. And he told them, we are eating the black pig. And he called the butler. Butler, which pig are we eating? And said, it's the black pig. Look at the prophecy. Relating to a banquet. So every prophecy that speaks to you directly is what you are going to believe as a true man of God. Like I told you initially, I don't have any intention to travel out of this country. I have all the opportunities from 2002. I am not going anywhere. So any prophecy that is coming to prophesy to Zion, you are going to travel America. You are going to go Europe. If I leave Nigeria, who is going to make Nigeria better? My sister will stay here, Mr. Zion.
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, prophecies are real. And I believe in prophecies. But then we must be careful to note that the prophet only, the true prophet only sees in part. And there is no one prophet who has not given a declaration that probably failed or something. There is no one prophet. For obvious reasons, from history, sometimes even God says this will happen. Like, let's look at the celebrated case of the king Hezekiah in the Bible. Mm. God said, hey, prepare your bed, you're going to die. And then Hezekiah did something. He didn't just say, he went on and he prayed and he fasted and he interceded and brought strong reasons before God. And the same prophet came back to him and said, okay, you will not die. In fact, his age was extended for 15 years. Okay, so there was an intervention. The essence of prophecy is for intervention, for intercession, for change. Okay, so prophecies are not necessarily cast in stone. They could come to pass. And sometimes when a prophecy fails, it's probably because there has been some intervention behind the scenes. But everyone was on their way that intervention took place, and then we could just say, oh, this prophecy did not work. Mm. And another component of prophecy is speaking, the spoken word. So sometimes we don't say something, you know, somebody who has been muted, wrong about the positive thinking. So as a reflection of your positive thoughts, you could say, this will happen. Oh, I want it to rain today. It's going to rain today. And somehow, out of the blue, it begins to rain. Mm. You know, good things happen to certain people who think positively, and then they bring on a certain kind of positive energy. We could call it guesswork. We could call it anything. Okay, but it just happens for them. Their wishes happen. Oh, this exam, I know, like my younger brother would always say, if one result is released, that result will be my own. I always work for him. He was the only person in our house that ever won a lottery. And he always won lottery because he believed that, look, this lottery, I'm not just going in vain. I will go in and I will succeed. And it worked for him. So there are people like that with certain gifts, certain strengths, and all that. And we could think that they are prophecies. They're not necessarily prophecies. They're just positive reflections on life. Mm. Okay, so let's not confuse these issues. There are also some persons who dream. Now, you're not necessarily in control of your dream. There are some dreams that happen to you as a reflection of what you were thinking throughout the day or at night, and then you just see yourself continuing that glory hour. But there's some other dreams that come out of the blues. It's like a warning. So, for example, every member of our family dreams. And then when they dream, it happens like that, just to get. That could be a sign, okay, of revelation. It could be a revelational gift. Some persons call it prophecy. Some of these people you see who say, I'm a prophet, I prophesy, they actually had a dream. And from time, they realized that certain dreams that they had, okay, were revelations. So for me, I know that my dreams don't happen. But there are certain dreams I have that will happen. And I know that this one is a message. And I tried to either intervene, intercede, or work against it, or somehow, you know, so I am not a prophet. It doesn't make me a prophet. Okay? Yeah, so someone could be strong in postulation. Someone could be very discerning. He says, I see the weather change, the way the weather looks. It will rain today. In fact, I think it will rain today. It's born out of experience. Some of those so-called prophets we read about in the dailies, some of them are politicians. I've read a lot of the big names in Nigeria. One of them are only suggestive. So you hear Prophet Osanso is prophesying for 2022. You read through the prophecies. They're just advising. Oh, if the government does this, this will happen. Or I think the government should not do that. So they are just guessing. So they just want to stay in the pages, you know, so they keep relevant and all of that, you know. But then prophecies are real. Ministry. Some are called the evangelists, apostles, blah, blah, blah. Some are prophets.
So sorry to cut you in there.
There are some who are called to be prophets.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Like we have them in the Old Testament and all that. But then there are some who are gifted. But before I drop the mic, there are some herbs. Now, this is very common. Okay, you could find out. There are some herbs in the bushes there that some persons love. Some persons rub on their eyes, and when they
to see strange things, and we begin to see some people. It's strange. It sounds very strange, but I have very practical knowledge of it. I don't know the name of the herb. I don't know where it's found, but it's very common among our people. And then they have this love around them, and then they begin to say things, maybe reflective of your past, the mindset of probably making suggestions into your future, and then you think that they are prophets. It's very common. Most of these people we see in town who call themselves prophets, they actually have this heart. They have access to this heart. They do that, okay? They have them close to them in their pockets and all that. So, and if they hear me now, they know what I'm talking about. Okay, so not everything we call prophecy is actually prophecy.
So, can I ask a question before you go?
Prophecies are very real.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Right. So you were mentioning earlier, I was trying to, you know, interject at that point. But how do you then tell the difference between a prophecy and just a gut feeling, for example? Or how do you tell what a prophecy is and just positive vibe or positive thinking or positive energy, for instance? Because, again, that's something you mentioned earlier, that sometimes these things are not prophecies. They're just, you know, it's just the vibe, the connection, the positivity about you. So how do you tell the difference between one and the other?
Like I said, nobody knows tomorrow. We don't know tomorrow. I, for example, from my history, some persons appear to that they want to prophesy. But the truth is, I know that nobody ever successfully prophesied on my head. So when I could dream of something, yeah, I listen to them. If there's anything I would do, I do. But no prophecy has ever really worked on my head. Okay, so not because it's a false prophecy, I don't know, but somehow coincidentally, I don't have that sense of reasoning. No prophecy works on my head. It's all sorts of things. I listen to them. Okay, but that is not to say I've not had revelations about myself or about anybody else. So there are patterns. There are patterns that are established in prophecy. Right? There are patterns. Like I got a random call, for example, from some lady in Kenya some years back. And I asked her, how did I get my number? She said, appeared to her in the dream. I said, take down this number and call the number. He will help you. And I was amazed because I had never seen the film. She mentioned that I had never met her from others. And she sounded convincing. I listened to her and I offered the kind of help that I could offer. Okay, so that could be genuine. Right? Yeah, there are some patterns also that are set by people that are unassuming. They are doing it for popularity. They are doing it for cheap doing. They are very sincere about it. Some are little girls. Some are unassuming little children. Some are even the line of God. Some are not the most plain. Okay? But then they are not so clear. You know, they are not so clean. Some come to you and say, I saw something in the dream. Or I had a certain kind of plan. And this was what I saw. Right? You just have to believe them. They come down and reflect them as a sincerity with which it is projected. But then when they want to go political about it, a lot of what we see in the dailies, especially at the end of the year now, everyone has called the prophet. And they're only prophesying about 2023 elections. Who will win? Who will lose? Somebody will win. Somebody will lose. Okay? If it's not this party, it is the other party. And then everybody wants to be a politician, a political prophet, or no. You just know that those things are bad and that you take them seriously. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your contribution to the conversation. We'll have about 8 minutes left for this. Let's take some comments on Facebook. Owanobi Ibuchi says, good afternoon, Gabriella. I'm from Eche. Prophecies can come in different angles and dimensions. The Holy Spirit reveals things to us through dreams, most times from people and men of God. Prophecies are real, but it must come from the right man of God, because not all prophecies come to pass, but the good prophecies must come to pass, and not all prophets are real. So you need to be careful when people tell you that they are prophets, but prophecies indeed are real. All right. Thank you for that. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Chris and I'm calling in from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think I saw that the prophecy made by the woman, though they said that the woman is dead long time ago. Concerning the alien opportunity, that's what I want to really teach my my own comments on. In Revelation, I think in Revelation, I believe in aliens, and I believe there's a extraterrestrial body.
Mm.
I do. The thing is that in Revelation 15, if I can remember the part very correctly, it says that there's an evil spirit that looks like man, and they are issuing out from the mouth of a dragon, and a beast rather. That beast is a technology, higher technology, not a real beast to say that animal literally or something like that. It's referring to a technology that they are issuing out from. And
so you actually believe that there is such a thing like aliens?
Excuse me.
You actually believe that there's such a thing as like aliens?
Yeah, I do believe.
All right.
I do believe that aliens. And concerning the 2020, coming during that time, the blackest age of this our century, maybe heading to next century, 2100 upwards, all these things take place. But for now, everything about war and other natural disaster will be taking place now for that next generation, which is heading to the next century, 2100.
All right, thank you very much for that. We're running out of time, but there's so many things I want to say, but there's so many messages as well. So I think I'll just take a few, and then if we do have the time, we'll talk about that further. Michael Peace on Facebook says, I believe in them, but due to many false prophets and prophetesses, we find it difficult to see the real ones. Frank Smith says, yes, I solemnly believe in prophecy when it comes from my Heavenly Father. Prophecy is not a bad thing, though some fake persons parading themselves everywhere with fake prophecy. My little advice, people should have the Spirit of God to enable them know when people give fake prophecies. Courage Ben says, I believe in them if it's from God. Now, how do I know it's from God? That's why we have the Holy Spirit in us to actually lead us. All right. Peter and Olawale says, I believe, but not all prophecies. Godwin Onyeche says, visions and prophecies are real. If it really comes from God and not the devil. Ken Azubuke says, I believe it's real, but I don't involve myself. I prefer praying my way out. I see. All right, so we do have some comments on WhatsApp. Let's see. There are no prophets in Nigeria, so no prophecy. All now wash, businessmen everywhere. IPC, why do you think there are no prophets in Nigeria? Please tell me. Why? So there's a comment here from someone who says that there is a fire burning at Okene Street in Rumokoroshi. So please, fire service, if you might be listening right now, please make your way to Okene Street at Rumokoroshi. She sends a picture as well. Oh, great. Fantastic. Fire service is there already. Thank you very much for sending that in. All right, so this is from Mr. David from Umebuke, Bikwe. He says, prophecies about what is shown to someone, about what has happened to somebody or people in the past, or what they're doing in the present, that they think that nobody is seeing them, or what will happen in the future. These are real prophecies. But there are other prophecies that some will just give prophetic positive things to people's lives, that if they have the grace of God enough in their lives, it may come to pass if the people follow the path. But some are not prophecies. They're just positive words given out to people. That's why I keep asking, how can you tell what a prophecy is and what just positive energy or positive vibration is? You know, that's one. On the other hand, because again, many people have talked about dreams. Does it really matter how these prophecies come about? Many of these people dream, you know, and then they wake up and they write down these things and they're prophecies, you know, for personal reasons, for family, for the country, for the world at large, etc. So does it really matter how the prophecy come? You know, does how the prophecies come, is that what determines whether or not it's a prophecy or just positive vibration? So many questions, but our time is up, sadly. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the conversation. Here's the thing, there is no end, no right, no wrong to such a conversation. I strongly believe that whatever it is that you believe is what works for you. There are many people who do not believe in so many things, and it doesn't work for them. There are other people who believe, like the one of the callers mentioned about people who believe in herbs, for instance, and it works for them. Others do not believe in herbs. It doesn't work for them. So at the end of the day, it all boils down to what you believe in. So if you believe in it, it works. But here's another thing. When it comes to, and this is what I think is a bone of contention for me, when it comes to prefaces about, you know, economy or about the nation or about the world, about global pandemic or you know, hunger or, you know, world wars, etc., you see that many of these things happen whether or not you believe in them or not. They happen. So I'm just going to leave that to you to think about and ponder, and as we wrap the conversation up, 1 o'clock, the news update, and right after, for the conversations on the sunny side.